Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Baines reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive towards the mound. Dotson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Yastrzemski trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Fisk who tags Yastrzemski who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rice moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Almon steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon scores. LaFleur scores. Squires moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to third for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Miller moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Tanana now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Remy out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Baines steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Evans throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Fisk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Jim Essien now catching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Almon steals second. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Jim Essien. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.